Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. As our days get longer, thanks daylight savings, with the weather turning, spring is on the horizon, it is a great time to get outside, take advantage of the arts and other cultural events happening across our region. Veronica Rodriguez is a longtime arts advocate, and she's here today for Arts Talk. She comes every month on Insight with a list of destinations to share and highlights that are happening throughout the month. Welcome back.
Hi, Vicky.
Okay, so whenever the weather starts getting a little bit good, the days start getting longer, it's like a caffeine jolt for me. It makes a world of a difference. I get so much energy. I want to do things outside. And you have set us up for a wide range of activities to do, from Sacramento to West Sacramento to up in the foothills. So what is the update for arts and culture in our region? Where are you taking us this month?
Well, this is such a treat because it is. The weather's so amazing. So for arts in our region, you're in a treat because it's also Second Friday Art About in Davis, but it's also Friday the 13th. So you kind of get that double header in Davis. You could check out the John Natsoulis Gallery where Laurelyn Gilmore was showing, and she has an artist talk tomorrow night at 6 p.m., which are always great insight. They're a lot of fun to join. And her work, Migration, it's figurative fantasy. So you go walk around Davis, check out her show. It's a really nice opportunity for a Friday evening. And then Saturday, it's Second Saturday Art Walk in Sacramento. So you can expect a lot of openings down the R Street Arts Corridor and receptions throughout Midtown.
Yeah, in addition to art walks, I mean, there's also these destination art shows that are worth visiting, and they're not necessarily tied to a gallery or a museum.
No, that's what's amazing and dynamic about our arts and culture is that artists are creative, they're inventive, they're entrepreneurs. So they have an idea, they're going to go with it. And we have six artists that are doing a pop-up shop in a local vacant retail. So right in Art and Arcade, artists like Robin Egan, Julie Bernadette Crumb, Christiana Lopez, and more, they're hosting a pop-up shop called Resilience, and it's high engagement, super personal work, and it's centered around a benefit for Weave. So you can expect this exhibit to be very personal, very meaningful, and very impactful. And a lot of the proceeds, they go directly to Weave's art therapy program, which helps provide creative outlets for survivors. So that's always really exciting. You could visit on Saturday, March 14th at 11 a.m. at 2401 Arden Way.
Yeah, that's perfect for Women's History Month as well.
And it's right next to the Weave thrift store. So it's, you know, a good tie-in, right?
Yeah, you can do a little bit of shopping too, while also supporting Weave. So you set us up with Arden Arcade. There's a lot happening this weekend. But if we cross over Tower Bridge or even I Street Bridge, we're in West Sacramento. Mm-hmm. What's happening there?
So right in the heart of the West Sacramento Community Center is Gallery 1075, and they're hosting their annual Women's History Month art show. And this is a gallery that typically takes care of their West Sacramento artists, as well as artists from across the region, and they have after-school programs. But it's a really special place because it's a zero-commission gallery space. So it's perfect for artists with a body of work looking to get that experience, looking to break out, looking to just get that exposure. So there's five artists that'll be showing there. They have a reception today, actually, from 6 to 8 p.m. It's a free, family-friendly event. All ages are welcome. And it's on display till the 31st during regular business hours.
Very cool. And are there other events, arts to take in West Sacramento?
Yes, thank you for saying that. Because next weekend, this is a really fun one. It's off of Old River Road. Jaya King, Sacramento famous muralist. She's phenomenal. And dynamic woman artist, just does such great work. She's opening up her studio for the first time. And this isn't like going down to an office building down the street. This is, you're out in the country. It's an old family farm that's turned those barns into art studios. So wear your cowboy boots, get your sun hat, and go have some fun out in the country and see the artist at work. So Jaya King, they're having, there's two other artists. They are having their open studios on Saturday, March 21st from 10 to 3 at 20800 Old River Road. So you're going down country roads and then all of a sudden there's art studios. So you could check out her Instagram at artchickjaya. And find out more information.
Yeah, and she's been on Insight. She is so talented. We're very lucky to have her in Sacramento. If we bring it back to Sacramento mm-hmm. along Broadway. I mean, there's the Art of Moving Pictures, right?
Yeah. Well, the film industry's great in Sacramento. There's a lot of things happening
Oscars
in film.
Oscars are this weekend.
Yep. And in that spirit, Tower Theater is now presenting classics in black and white for 2026. So every third Monday of the month, moviegoers can watch a black and white film. And kicking off next week on March 16th is Raging Bull. And you can plan for April's on April 20th is To Kill a Mockingbird. So, I mean, watching black and white, it's not for everybody, but it's a real treat if you can, you know, when you get past the black and white and you're removing all the colors so you focus on the lights and the shadows and the texture. It's just a cool, funky way to spend a Monday night.
Yeah, I mean, I'm down for that. I mean, I love a good movie night. Of course, also love music, learning about people behind the hits and mm-hmm. kind of keeping in the spirit of public radio. Yeah. NPR's Alt Latino is a place to go for that. There's actually a local organization here in Sacramento that are bringing the co-creator to town this month. So what's going on there?
Yeah, I'm really excited about this because I love speaker series. I love leadership programs. The Crescente Leadership Program in Sacramento, and they build leadership capacity within the Latinx community. They've launched the Inspiration Speaker Series, and they're bringing nationally recognized talent and conversations to our community. So this month, they're bringing award-winning journalist Felix Contreras to have those cultural shaping conversations with our community. And that's on Friday, March 20th. You could join and meet and listen to him. You know, he's a respected journalist, co-creator of the Alt Latino and El Tiny, Tiny Desk Latin series.
El Tiny, yes.
Yeah, where, you know, he's shaped these conversations around Latin music and culture. So his discussion will take us through that journey of public media and champion for Latino arts and culture, which is, you could probably see the tie-in on why I'm really excited about this.
Yeah, I definitely can.
It's just a cool opportunity to hear firsthand about his experience in journalism, music, storytelling, and how our stories are all mm-hmm. equally important to share. So you can hear Felix at the Rink Studios in Sacramento Friday, March 20th from 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. Tickets are available, and I'll have the link on the Insight website.
Of course. Okay, so we've gone to Davis, Sacramento, Arden Arcade, West Sacramento, back to downtown Sacramento. Now we're going to head to the foothills. What's going on in Grass Valley?
Okay, they are bringing it is what they're doing. So the Center for the Arts, next week, they have two big names in town. On Sunday, they're going to have the world famous Glenn Miller Orchestra. And then on Wednesday, they're bringing in the Gypsy Kings. So they're bringing in talent. So Glenn Miller Orchestra, it's a timeless classic in jazz and swing. There's going to be over 18 musicians and singers to bring all these sounds to life.
I mean, Glenn Miller, that goes back to like the swing era, yes. right? Of the 30s and 40s?
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking over 80 years of star power and fan power that people are joining this and enjoying it. So that's all alive and well, and that's going to be on Sunday night. Then on Wednesday, it's the Gypsy Kings in Grass Valley. I grew up with them. My parents loved them. We would wake up Saturday mornings listening to them to Clean. Like, Bamboleo is a part of my childhood. So this is really exciting. They're going to be up there. The group sold over 20 million albums worldwide. They have all types of awards, and they're going to be in Grass Valley. So we're super excited. The Center for Arts is really hosting a lot of phenomenal groups. So they're quite the gem in our community. This is a ticketed event, but it's available at thecenterforarts.org.
Oh, it's just a great excuse to go enjoy Grass Valley and Nevada City because mm-hmm. the Center for the Arts is right in the thick of their downtown, and it's just beautiful.
It is. It's a perfect day trip. I mean, you really do feel like you're a million miles away. It's everything, shopping, food, arts, culture, just connecting with people. It's a nice day away.
Well, as always, Veronica, thanks for stopping by.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Veronica Rodriguez is an arts advocate and joins us every month on Insight with arts and culture events happening in our region. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to join the conversation, send us an email at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Andrew Garcia, Sarit Lashinsky, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy Science Friday tomorrow. Have a good weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday.